Hello?
Hello, good morning. May I speak with Ma'am Myra?
This is her speaking.
Hi, ma'am. This is Gino from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine as well, ma'am. Thank you. Ma'am, Myra, I'm just calling because we received your message or chat about deleting some photos that your clients posted.
Yes, that's correct. I was trying to figure that out, how to delete some of them.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I mean,
so,
I'm okay with some pictures, but I know some of my clients, I mean, not clients, but workers would not want to be on that, so.
This one. If this two photos recently just posted?
Yes, there's a client that recently, he left us a review with like 13 photos.
Okay, let me see here. Apparently, with regards to photos deleting posted by customers, there's no option for Google, for the owners to remove that. I think it's because Google wants people or your customers to be able to post photos that is relevant to the service that you provide. But we see a lot of issues about this because what if the photos can ruin someone's business reputation, right? And a lot of times we raise that issue to Google. So with regards to that, ma'am, what we can do as of the moment is that we can flag the photo that you wanted to be removed. We can just simply go to the photos and flag it. So when you click on the photo, there's a flag on the top right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Google will review that. If it doesn't violate any policy, under Google, I don't think they will, but don't worry, ma'am. In the meantime, we can just flag the photos first, and then I will also send this to our team. Maybe they can reach out to Google and see what else we can do to fix it. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. So would you like me to flag it? Yes, because Google will also still gonna check it. It's like when we're requesting to remove a review, a bad review, for example, we also reach out to Google to have it checked, and then Google will review it. If it doesn't violate any of their policy, they won't. Sometimes they don't. They don't remove it. They will just suggest to reply to the customer and ask them to remove the review or remove the photos themselves. But yeah, so if you want, ma'am, we can do that first.
Because I can probably just, I mean, if that's the case and it's going to take long, I can probably just directly talk to... Because the client that posted
the
them, does he have access to delete them since he's the one that posted them?
Yeah, they should have them. They should have. I think that's the first option. If we can contact the client to remove the photos, just we can just tell them that your people doesn't want to be on the photo. If maybe they can remove that, and at the same time, we're gonna send in a report to Google as well to check it. So whichever comes first, ma'am. At least we have both.
It's just like, honestly, it's just like three photos, but it's just because, I mean, they come out. I mean, it's a good review. It's a good client. I mean, we really appreciate him, you know, taking the time to leave us a review. But it's just, I mean, I thought it was a lot easier than, since it's our
right.
I thought it'd be easier for me to just go ahead and delete, but... If it comes to all this, I'd rather just talk to him personally. I'm sure he won't have a problem deleting them. I'll just do that.
We see a lot of requests as well from other business owners. They're sending requests from to Google to have that option for business owners to remove photos. Reviews is okay. It's okay for Google to review, investigate or review reviews before they remove it. But in terms of photos, I think owners of the Google My Business should have that option to remove it, whatever they want. Because it's photos, and people can see that publicly.
Exactly.
So,
but,
would you, go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah,
would you like me to flag it
then?
I can flag it for you right now.
By you flagging it, what does that mean? Just Google's going to review? I mean, because there's nothing wrong with the picture. I'm assuming they're just not going to delete them.
What will happen, when I flag the photos, I think Google will review this because they will see that the photo is flagged. And then, while we're well, we're waiting for you to contact the client. At least we just keep this one moving, since it's gonna take a while for Google to see this. But I will once I plug the photos, I will also reach out to our team to contact Google and see if they can fix it.
Okay, you would happen to know which pictures, correct? Because I mean, the only pictures there's not very many. It's just them with workers standing right there.
There's two photos with workers, ma'am. That was posted 2 days ago. And so those two photos.
Those
only?
Would be the ones. Yeah, just those, just the ones where you see. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay, I can flag. Let me see if I can flag it. Okay, so I click on flag, and then it routes me to Google Maps, and then Google says, thank you for helping Google by reporting content which may be in violation of our user contributed content policy. And then why are you reporting this photo? So there's choices here. Would you like me to go over with that, ma'am, or?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Google is asking, why are you reporting this photo? And then there are options here. Would you like me to go over with the options, or would you like to see it for yourself and choose the best option?
No, it's fine if you go over the options just to see which one.
Okay. So the first one, it says it's either offensive, hateful, or sexually explicit. The second one is like legal issue. Third is privacy concern. Fourth is poor quality. Fifth, not a photo or video of the place, and there's others. Then we can write the reason.
Oh, I would say the privacy is a good one.
Okay,
right?
I think it's your people. Okay.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't want to picture me out there like that either.
Right.
I can see why.
And
you know.
It was asking for an email address. Would you like me to put your email address here instead? General contractor at DenaliNationalConstruction.com. Let me see if we can do that. Give me 1 second. Okay. I will submit it. Okay. All right. So it was submitted. This is the first photo. I'm going to do it on the other one as well. Give me 1 second. Privacy concern. General. Okay. All right. So I've already submitted those reports to Google, ma'am. So we just need to wait for them to answer back. But I'll also send this to our Google team that's handling Google My Business listing, and I'll try if they can contact them with regards to that.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
But they're
anything
not
going
to contact a client, are they?
No, ma'am.
No. Oh, okay. Just making sure. Okay, well, no, I think that was it that I was concerned about.
All right. We'll try to give you an update, ma'am. Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
If we heard back from Google, we'll definitely give you an update. And if you were able to contact the client or your customer and they will remove it for you, that would be great as well.
Oh,
just let
perfect.
Us know too. Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me a call back.
You're welcome, ma'am. You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
All right. Have a nice day, ma'am, Myra.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.